Israel removes Greta Thunberg from school curricula over Gaza Post, no role model for students. By Joshua Klein on October 25, 2023. Israel has decided to remove any references to Greta Thunberg from its educational curricula after the Swedish climate activist expressed support for Gaza while refusing to condemn Hamas for its massacre of more than 1,400 people, a majority of whom were civilians, with the Jewish state arguing she is unable to differentiate between good and evil and therefore can no longer be portrayed as a role model for students. On Monday, Israel's education ministry vowed to remove any references to the climate celebrity, citing her bias and refusal to outright condemn the terrorist group Hamas. Following Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg's biased and one-sided support for Gaza, without condemning Hamas, the Ministry of Education has decided to remove educational resources that portray her as a role model or a source of inspiration, the ministry wrote. The government-run department also slammed her inability to discern between good and evil. Her outrageous stance and apparent inability to differentiate between good and evil disqualify her from representing the forces that strive for positive change in the world, it added in another post. Thunberg received backlash from the Israeli environmental community, with more than 200 Israeli environmental leaders and activists expressing their deep disappointment in a Saturday letter detailing the atrocities committed by Hamas on October 7, including instances of infants and their parents being burned alive, and calling on Thunberg to reevaluate her stance and learn more about the conflict. The letter also sheds light on the hostages taken by the group, emphasizing the critical conditions of those with serious illnesses and disabilities. Is this the way you imagine fighting for human rights? With cold-blooded killings of civilians, violent rape of women, and kidnapping of infants and the elderly? The letter reads. Does any of this sound like a part of the fight for freedom? Are you seriously standing with the people who hold a grandmother with her grandchildren? Evil, see the aftermath of Hamas attack on an Israeli kindergarten. In addition, it highlights the case of Dr. Shoshan Haran, founder of the NGO Fair Planet, who is known for aiding impoverished communities and refugees in Africa, many of whom are Muslim, and her family, who have been missing since the massacre. Her son's impassioned plea for assistance is also included in the letter. The matter comes after an official social media account for the State of Israel slammed Thunberg for launching a strike in solidarity with Palestine and Gaza after Hamas terrorists slaughtered more than 1,200 people inside the Jewish state, wounded 5,300 more, and took at least 222 hostages of all ages. The vast majority of the victims are civilians and include dozens of American citizens. What you need to know, horror of the Hamas terror attack on civilians at Kibbutz Be'eri in Israel. Addressing Thunberg, a post sharing three photos of victims killed in Hamas's attack aimed to educate her that Hamas doesn't use sustainable materials for their rockets which have butchered innocent Israelis. The victims of the Hamas massacre could have been your friends, the account noted, as it called for her to speak up. In an earlier post, Thunberg called for an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Hamas and urged justice and freedom for Palestinians and all civilians affected. Her post comes days after she was arrested in London in far-left demonstrations against the use of fossil fuels. She has since been released from the authorities on bail. The 20-year-old activist has been arrested twice this year. In July, she was forcibly removed by police after she refused to leave a protest in the Swedish city of Malmö. Thunberg's post comes as Israel prepares to expand its military operations against Hamas in Gaza, with a ground offensive looming weeks after the Palestinian terrorist group's unprecedented attack on Israel earlier in October. Watch. An Israeli soldier records a goodbye message for his family before heading into battle against Hamas on October 7. Editor's note, this story was updated to reflect the revised number on the death toll from the October 7 Hamas attack in Israel. The Israeli government estimate of 1,400 was revised to around 1,200, according to Reuters. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter at Joshua Klein.